Chattanooga Theater Center is reinventing what live theater looks like due to the pandemic with a fall series of three productions that starts next week. Two of the shows in the abbreviated series touch on social issues. Rodney Van Valkenburg is executive director of CTC. Rodney, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
Same here. And when we last spoke virtually, you hinted what was coming, and now the word is out. Coming back with three shows.
That's right. We have a fall series of plays, which has been an exciting challenge. You always look for opportunities during these trying times during the pandemic. And what can you do that keeps the audience safe? And what can you do also we have to look at is how to keep the actors and the backstage workers in a safe environment too. So we have chosen three plays that can have small casts, and they can be socially distanced on stage and be distanced, have a safe distance away from the audience. They'll be wearing masks backstage and all that to keep safe. And we can also bring in our audiences and be at 30% capacity and make sure they're seated at least 6 feet or three seats apart. Each group would be three seats apart from each other. So that really will be a very fun, enjoyable, because I think if people feel safe in the environment, they're going to be more relaxed and enjoy the production more. So that's our number one. Of course, has to be safety for everybody involved. But we also feel there that the advantage of that is everybody's really going to relax and enjoy the productions.
And for those safety reasons, none of these are musicals, no singing.
Yes, that's correct. That is not allowed according to the COVID. So these are non-musicals. And then we had to look at what would speak to the times that we live in and how can we make comment. So it's we were very determined not to do a play just for the sake of doing a play. But what can we do and what plays could actually speak to the times we live in? And that's really, I'm very excited about our first production called Having Our Say. And that will open up on October 2nd and play through the 18th of October. And what Having Our Say may be a familiar title to many people because a while back it was a very popular book about two African-American women, Sadie and Bessie. They're over 100 years old and they're reflecting on their lives within living the Black experience over a century. And so really taking us through their lives, really reflecting on the lives of Black community, Black culture through the 1800s up through even we can reflect on it today, even though it really stops back into the 1990s. So it's a very meaningful play and just gives a lot of historical context what we're really talking about when we say Black Lives Matter. And why do Black Lives Matter? And that's because of really injustice and the challenges that our African-American citizens, our Black citizens have really had to face historically in America.
And as you have said, it's a guide through such a critical moment that we are living now in American life.
That's right. And what I really like about this play, it's a very accessible play that these women are so likable, festy. And so it's a very, you're kind of drawn in through their stories, reflecting their lives and even their run into people like Booker T. Washington. And they have all these stories through the Jim Crow era and all. And it's a way to, in a very comfortable way, but very thoughtful way of really gaining an appreciation of the Black experience in America.
And next is Lobby Hero.
Yes, and that's a relatively new play. It was a hit on Broadway, and that's November 6th through the 22nd. And Lobby Hero had starred Michael Cera and Chris Evans on Broadway, interestingly. But it's about these two security guards in an apartment complex or apartment building in New York City and the relationship with these two police officers. It's the night shift. There's some romance that happened when the police officer is a woman. There's a little bit of a romance as comedy, but then there's this murder mystery and also some topics about police brutality. And all. So it really also is a contemporary play that actually also speaks to the time that we're in as well. So it's a thoughtful, but it's also a very funny play as well. So we're really looking forward to that come November 6th through the 12th.
And when we say contemporary, we're talking Kenneth Lonergan.
That's right. One of the outstanding contemporary playwrights that we have right now. And this has given us an opportunity to produce these plays and has four characters. And again, they'll be socially distanced. I mean, our goal is that you'll watch the show and you probably wouldn't even realize they're socially distanced, really, because of the staging and the creativity of our directors to put that on stage. So we're really looking forward to having this opportunity because we normally wouldn't put, as you say, we're not doing musicals. So since we're not doing musicals, it really gives an opportunity to do back-to-back plays with messages, which we normally wouldn't do in a season.
And then rounding out the series, we have It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play.
Yes. And I think this will interest you particularly in your audience is that, but how fun. If you remember those, watching those broadcasts of live radio shows. So it's only five actors. And so those five actors are playing all those iconic roles in A Wonderful Life. If you remember the movie, so they'll be changing characters, changing microphones. You have a sound guy or gal in the background doing all the sound effects. So it's a very engaging family production that would be actually be fun to record as well and present that as well as a radio show because it really will have that feel of that live broadcast. If you ever seen live Prairie Home Companion production, I think that's the best example of that kind of, how could a live radio show be interesting to watch? Well, the matter of fact, it's very fun and very interesting to watch.
It can be a lot of fun because, as you say, you've got the sound person and the sound effects created by that person. That's another set of characters right there.
Oh, exactly. And it gives the actors a great role because you could have a 60-year-old man playing a little boy or a little girl or, you know, whatever, you know, so they have to play all those iconic roles that are all in the stories that we know real well from watching on TV for so many years.
And it is telling that story that has been with us since the 1940s of It's a Wonderful Life.
1946.
And that'll be in December, just in time for Christmas.
Yep. We're running that from December 4th through the 20th. So all these have three-week runs. It's a long run for each of these plays, which is our pretty typical run here at the Theater Center. So, you know, we encourage people to certainly make reservations for all those shows. You can make any reservations today for any of those shows, as a matter of fact, by calling our number, which is 423-267-8534. And one of the interesting things we're doing, Bray, is that we have something called Forever Tickets because we know these are interesting times. And we are charging $25 per show, but we have these Forever Tickets and they're exactly what they say they are, which is that they last forever. And so you can go ahead and buy them. There's no risk. And they're like $20 each. And you can buy them in packages of 2 and 4 and 8, 16. And you buy those tickets, and whether you come see our shows this year or the next year, you'll be able to use them forever. They have no expiration date. So that's something I think also people want to have that security that when they buy a ticket that you know they'll be able to use their tickets. And so we've come up with this really, I think, unique ticket program called Forever Tickets. So people can buy a ticket that never expires.
And that includes for the shows that you will stage next year. More information about those later this year.
That's right. So we need to, the next couple of months, we'll decide what we're going to do in the winter and fall. You know, you have to take a look at all of what's going on with the pandemic and everything to make the next choices. We've been very carefully watching to even reach this point and know confidently that we can be safe for our audiences and performers and backstage crews. But you know, we'll make decisions probably in November about what we're going to do in the January and February and the spring. So stay tuned for that.
Meantime, where can people call? Where can people go online?
You can call the Chattanooga Theater Center at 423-267-8534. And our website is theatercenter.com. And you have to remember that it's theater with a R-E and center with a R-E, theatercentra.com.
All right. Rodney, thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Ray. That's great to be with you.